was sent by the Son of God, who hath his eyes likened to the flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. That's going to be something to look on one of these days, those fiery eyes and his feet as fiery brass. And he said in the 19th verse, I know thy works. He said, I know charity and your service and your faith. Hey, the Lord said, I know your patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. The last, our works, to be more than the first. So you've not done anything for God that he don't know you've done. And he appreciates everything that you do in his name. And he sent us out that we are ambassadors for Christ, to let the world know there's still a few people saved, that God's still on the throne. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Right. And the song, we'll get to it in a minute, the first song they sung, it hit it right on the head as God has laid on us this message today. And the morning star is what God has laid on our heart, the morning star. In the 20th verse, he said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because I suffered that woman Jezebel. Another church that he said, because you've left your first world, first love. But he said, suffers that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. We might stop there for just a minute. And I thought about, it's our responsibility what we let into the church. And the Lord sent the angel and said to the church of Thyatira there, said, I have somewhat against you because you've let that woman Jezebel, that said she's a prophetess, come in and teach ungodly evil, to teach things that's not right with God, to teach against. And I thought about our churches today, honey. We don't know the difference. Our churches today don't know the difference in the teaching of Baal, amen, and the teaching of God. Surely to God, if they'd have been God called men of God, amen, in that church, surely somebody would have stood up and said, we're not going to have Jezebel into this church. But instead of that, they're just exactly like the church today. But she's such a good woman, and she's got on a pretty good dress, and she's come out of a good family. Amen. You know what she'd done? She'd married into kingship. Amen. And that made her the queen. Amen. The queen of Ahab's wife. Amen. So that made her somebody. So we allowed her, because she was somebody, to come into the church and to teach the doctrine of Balaam. I want us to look today, glory to God, because they look good on the outside and they've got on the right kind of tie and the right kind of clothes, or their collar turned around backwards, or however it may be, don't mean that the Holy Ghost power of God sent them to our church. I'm going to tell you, it's our duty, not just one of our duty, but when Satan comes in, whatever way that he comes in, this prophetess come in and she is diagnosed herself as the prophetess, amen, and she come in and she taught Baalism, amen, to the people, and to do evil to the people, amen. But glory to God, and the people sit back and listen. So many things comes into our church, and if we ain't careful, we jump up and shout and follow after that ain't godly. I thought about, we see great big groups of singers, and some of them are alcoholics. Some of them are sex addicts. Some of them are going through the country singing, and because they got a pretty voice and a great musical talent, glory to God, we just shout the house down. But the old preacher come with the Holy Ghost power of God, we want to shut him down because we'd rather have Jezebel. We'd rather have the teaching of Jezebel. We'd rather have the teaching of the world. I'm going to tell you, all of us today that's under the sound of my voice ain't following God. All of us ain't right with God. There's some things. We've made a profession of faith. We've joined the church maybe when we was youngins and started out for God, and we've not fulfilled the fulfillment of God. We've not followed the will of God. Amen. And this is the quietest world I'm ever going to live in. I'm going to be in heaven. There's going to be hallelujahs, glory be unto God. or I'm going to end up in hell because I backed up on God, and there's going to be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Amen. So we can sit in our silence if we want to. Honey, but there's coming a waiting to America, glory to God, because we have messed up on God. We've let seducers come in and teach false doctrine. We've let false doctrines come through our pews and through our people till we believe any old way is all right, that we don't have to live godly. And we're not under the law, we're under grace, so we can do what we want to. The Lord said they done all of these works, but they sit back in their pews, amen, and let this prophetess Jezebel that was prophesied by herself, she made herself. We got preachers today that ain't called of God, honey. They're called of self, amen, and they've been ordained by self, amen, and they've been sent to school by self, by money, amen, and the power of God ain't on them. How do you know this, Bill? They wouldn't be in the place that they're in. They wouldn't be teaching the things they're teaching today if they were called men of God that stick with the King James Version of God's holy word. Honey, and our prisons are full of people today that said one time they were saved, they walked for God, and they're sitting in their prisons today because they followed after the doctrine of Jezebel, after the seducing spirits of the devils of hell. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I know it's going to go good, so we're going to preach it. And he said in the 21st verse, and I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Can I tell you what fornication is? That's sex out of wedlock. Can I tell you what's raging in America today? Sex. Can I tell you what's on our young people's mind? We're reaching out looking for something to satisfy the flesh. And a little girl at school said, boy, I had sex last night, and that's all right. Now I'm fitting into the crowd. So she decides to go have sex. So, amen. Fornication. I'm talking about that old man that's got gray hair and gray beard. He decides he's tired of his wife. Amen. And he goes and fools around with somebody else's wife. Can I tell you, that's married people. You know what they are? They're adulterers. Amen. Married people falling away from God. Let me tell you something. If we've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, we are married to Jesus Christ, the groom, and we are the bride. Amen. And if we separate from God and go after other gods, if we go after Baalism that Jezebel taught to these people, honey, we have committed adultery with God, and it'll be abomination to our soul. We'll end up in hell. God has given us space to repent, and we repented not. We're living in a land today when we think it's all right to live together, to shack up, to have sex with whoever we want to have sex with, do the things that we want to do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling us the truth today. I'm telling us the truth. Let me turn. Let me turn to Kings. I'll try to not bore you with this. First Kings. If I'm a place. First Kings 16:31. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, get that? Ethbaal, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonites, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built. This is talking about Ahab, and this is who Jezebel married. And we jump right down to 17. There's several verses I need to hit here, but we can jump down to the 17th verse, and it said, and Elisha the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain 3 years, these years, but according to my word. So he went to Ahab and he said, because you have raised up an altar to Baal and y'all have started worshiping Baal. He said, it won't rain for all these years that I've told you. And we can find on over in the word of God that it is three and a half years there that they don't have any rain. But we go into the 18th chapter. Let me read it quickly. The 18th chapter of 1 Kings. In the fourth verse, and he said, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and fed them with bread and with water. That's 18 and 4 of 1 Kings. So she cut off the prophets of God. Can I tell you something today, honey? They're trying to cut off the people of God. They're trying to cut off the prophets of God. They're doing everything they can to undermine the church of the living God. And can I tell you something today? These that are following Baal instead of the Lord Jesus Christ are doing all that they can do to help shut down the churches, shut down the Word of God, to do away with the King James Version of God's Holy Word. And it's in our country today. I feel the Spirit of God, church. God is telling us something today. There's coming a shutdown if we don't stand up for God. If the rain stops, honey, if the sunshine stops, if the hand of God is taken off America, we're done. Our church won't mean anything. I spoke to God this morning as I was at the altar, and I said, God, except you show up, there'll be nothing accomplished. I can't do it. I don't know how I can. I'm just a man. God, I need your help. Amen. And I'm glad the presence of God has showed up. Let's let Him work in our lives. He's teaching somebody something, how easy it is to separate theirself from God and let Jezebel and her doctrine come into the house of God and separate us from the love of God. Take our joy, steal our joy, steal our foundation. And we think about the man of God, David there, when he let Bathsheba slip in, and he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I'm glad that David repented and come back to God. But he had hardship all of his life. The farther down that we let American churches go, the harder it is to come back, the more the hand of Satan will be on us. Because we're in sin today, church. We're in sin today, church. Glory to God. And we need to come back to God. The 4th and the 17th verse said, and I came to pass when Ahab and Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Can I tell you something? Ahab said, Elijah, you are troubling Israel. You've prayed to God and you stopped the rain. Said, what are you doing? I'm king here. I'm king here. I'm an outstanding man. Said, you are troubling Israel. Can I tell you, we need some preachers that will trouble the church. Hey, can I tell you something? We need some people that will trouble the courthouse. We need some people, glory to God, that'll trouble the prisons and trouble the president's office. We need some people that'll stand up for God. Honey, we see where America's at today when we look through our offices and see what's been elected, because the people'd rather have Baal, amen, than to have the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, and that's how it is, church. 17, I'm going to read 19th verse. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel, and to Mount Carmel, and to the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves. So there, the prophets of the groves were 400. That's 850 men. 400 which eat at Jezebel's table. Can I tell you, there was 850 people eat at the prophet Jezebel's table that seduced the people of God. Can I tell you, they gathered together, amen, and there was only one man of, well, glory be unto God, hallelujah. There was only one man of God. Oh, Elijah stepped out, and Obadiah helped them just a little bit there to protect those that were still preaching the word of God. But that one man stepped out among 850, and he told them, said, go up there and get, build you an altar. And y'all know this story. I'm not going to cover all of it. Let's go to 21. Ooh, glory to God. And he said, and Elijah came unto all the people, and he said, how long have you halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Can I tell you today, we're halting between two opinions. I'm going to tell you something today, glory to God. Amen. We're halting between two opinions. We don't know if we need to get a shot or we don't need to get a shot, if we need to be in a crowd or don't need to be in a crowd. We don't know if we need to go there or don't need to go there. We're halting between two opinions. I believe it's time we reach out and get a hold of the horns of the altar and say, I'm going to serve God. Don't make no difference. If there's 850 prophets of Jezebel, prophets of Baal, I'm going to stand for God. I'm going to serve the God that answers by fire. I'm going to serve the God that has saved my soul. I'm counting on the God that's able to keep me. I'm counting on the God that's going to come back one day and receive this old free spirit of God back to God, amen, that giveth it. I'm glad this old body goes back to the dust of the earth. Can I tell you something? My flesh didn't get saved. Can I tell you that? My flesh didn't get saved, but the Holy Ghost power of God set up in my heart, and it gave me power to overcome the flesh and the lust of this old world, of the addictions that I had and the foul mouth and the things that I, well, glory to God. Honey, I need to give God praise today for what He's done in this old boy's life and what God has allowed us to see in the people of the living God, the saints of God that He's allowed us to meet, the handshakes that He's allowed us to have, the hugs around the neck and the kisses on the cheek from the people of God to assure us that there is a God, amen, that answers by fire. The 27th verse. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. Ooh, I like this. It came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. And he said, cry loud. These people of Baal, 450, maybe 850, cried out to their God. There stood Elijah by himself. I can just see us. They're going to kill me. 850 people, and here I stand coming against everything they believe in. We need some Elijahs in our land today. Amen. Some Elijahs to stand for God. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. And he said, cry aloud. This is the 27th verse of the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. For he is a God. Either he's talking. You made fun of him. Or he said, maybe he's pursuing. Or he's on a journey. He said, their God must have been on vacation. What do you think? He's probably a Baptist God, don't you reckon? Amen. Run off when you needed him. Hello? Or peradventure, maybe he's asleep and must be awakened. Would we stand before 850 prophets of the devil? Some of you won't like this, and some of you is going to be offended over the kids, I guess, but I'm going to do it anyway. But I want us to think about El Shaddai. Is God. El Shaddai is God. El Shaddai is God. God Almighty. And with it translated, El Shaddai is God Almighty. What TJ and Tommy Lynn sing about? I am the God Almighty. So Baal came out as the false prophet, if you'll have it. And he said his daddy's name, I read up some history on this, was El, God. So that's what the false prophet does. So they set up, and just stop right here. How many got killed in Texas? 9's the last I heard. 9 in a hellhole set up by the modern day Baal, set up by the devil, And there they were to hear this one group sing, and they crushed each other. They pushed in and they walked over each other. Can I tell you, when Christians start walking over each other, they ain't the Christian that they started out to be. There they are in that to satisfy flesh, and they're hooping and they're hollering. It's set up by Baal. Let me give you something else. The Baal worshipers, they come together, and the privates of a man, and they set up a pole, and they danced, and they had orgies. They had homosexuality that we're having today. And it was all legal. Who are they serving? Baal. Amen. But we're afraid to stand on it. I'd like to tell you something else. They took babies and they sacrificed them. They laid them in the arms of the statue Moloch. You can read it in the Bible. They laid him in the arms and they burned them with fire. Can I tell you something today? We're taking little babies from the womb of the mama, taking them and throwing them in the furnace and burning them today. I'm going to tell you why we're under Baal. We're under the leadership of Satan, and we've allowed it to come into our church. I'm going to tell you something, ladies. If you've had an abortion, God will forgive you, but you need to stop doing what you're doing to get pregnant. Amen. If you're living together, you need to get married. If you're in sin today, you need to. We don't have to be on drugs to die and go to hell. I've talked to some of our, we call them meth heads. They're pitiful. But the meth heads, and it enhances their sexual appetite. Who is it from? Baal. Who was Jezebel coming into the church and telling, I'm going to tell you, sin's still sin, and sin's going to hell. Whether people want to have it or not. There was a place over there, and Joshua and the preacher preached on it the other night, named Ai and Achan. God told them not to fool with any of the things of the Babylonian garments. Anything the Babylonians had, to leave it alone, not touch it. And Achan slipped around just like some of us church people. Amen. And it looked good to him, them Babylonian garments. And he brought them, and he had hid them under his tent. And he hid them under there, and there's a wedge of gold hid under the tent. Can I tell you, they went out to fight the battle. They'd been winning, going, and coming. Amen. They went out to fight the battle. Amen. And they began to lose the battle. Can I tell you why you're losing the battle today? You're fighting back against the Holy Ghost power of God. God has convicted our heart, and we won't listen to the conviction power of God. You read the Bible, go over there in Joshua, and you've got to find the chapter. But you read in the Bible where Joshua come down, and he went to him, and he said, what's wrong? What's going on? How did you find out? It's me, because we wasn't winning the battle. You know why the church ain't winning the battles anymore? There's sin in our life. There's things God said to leave alone, and we've went and picked them up. Amen. And we can read in the Word of God where Joshua took Achan. Amen. He took his wife. He took his family. He took all the relatives of Achan. Amen. And he killed them. Wouldn't that be terrible today? Oh, that'd be a bloody preacher, wouldn't he? That was under the law, but didn't they do it? Read it in the Word of God. They killed his whole family because of his sin. Butch read it this morning in Peter. Because of one man's sin, the whole world was guilty. Sin come to thousands of people. Because Adam disobeyed God and Eve disobeyed God, then sin fell on us, honey, and we're where we're at today. It's for me to get out from under the sin of Adam, get out from under the sin of this natural body, and get under the anointing Holy Ghost power of God, and get excited about what God has done for me, that Jesus died on the cross that I could be set free. Praise His holy name. We think this is awful. We think this is awful. But it happened in God's Word. It happened through the Bible. Amen. I don't even know where I got to. 18 and 27, I think. And Elijah said unto the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him and repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. That's the 30th verse of the 18th chapter. I'm going to tell you, I just got a little altar up there in the woods that's nothing compared to this. but the wind tears down my tarp over it. The wind tears down my poles. The leaves come in. Sometimes they pop so high I have to go down there and rake leaves or blow leaves. You know, I've got to go back and repair the altar. Can I tell you what the churches need to do? Amen. The people need to come together and we need to go back and repair the altars of God. We need to realize if it's sin for Shannon, it's sin for me. If it's sin for Larry to drink, it's sin for me. If it's sin for Jamie to cuss, it's sin for me. If it's sin for me to cheat, glory to God, it's sin for you. If it's a sin to lay out of the house of God and give Baal praise, honor and glory, I'm going to tell you, Baal has got honor in some homes that should be here today. Can I tell you, Baal has beat down some people, amen, because Jezebel slipped into their church, slipped into their house, amen, and they followed after the things of the world. Baalism looks good for a little while, but down at the end of the road, we need to repair the altar. The 39th verse. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their face and they said, "The Lord is He. He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." When the people saw, and Elijah said, "Go get 4 barrels of water." And he said, "Go get 4 more barrels of water." And I may not get all this exactly right. I ain't read it in a while. But he said, "Go get 4 more barrels of water and bring them and pour around," and he said, and pour them around, and he dug a ditch, amen, and filled it full of water, and he went all the sacrifices, and he had 2 sacrifices identical. He gave one to Baal's bunch, and he gave one to him, and they're Baal's bunch, amen, it's just like we are today. Hey, we come around the altar, and I pray for Scotty just to beat fire you well. I'm too close to Baal to hear from God. Can I tell you something? I'm too deep in the world to hear from God. I've got my eyes set on things that I can see, things that I can touch, things that I can ride in, and things that I can live in, and I'm too close to Baal, amen, to serve God. I'm too close to hear from God, and that's the same thing that happened. They were serving Baal, and they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed, and Elijah made fun of them. Oh, Elijah bowed down and began to cry out to God. I'm going to tell you, the fire, well, glory to God, the fire come down from heaven, honey, and the Bible said that it burned up the rocks. That's a pretty hot fire. Amen, it burned up all the animals, the sacrifice. It burned up the dust of the earth. It burned up everything around. And the people come back to Elijah. They realize, what's it going to take in our lives for us to realize that Baal worship is set up all over America today because we're under grace in the New Testament. We think that this ain't happening. Honey, we're giving praise to things that God never give us. We're giving praise to things that ain't worth a plug nickel to us. We need to be giving God praise for health and strength that we can get to the house of God instead of making excuses. Andy Brannick's an example, amen, with his blood sugar down in the 30s, staggering around like a drunk man, and got up and come on to the house of God, amen. We need to be an example. I'm going to tell you why the church ain't full today. We've made excuses why we don't serve God. I come to worship God in spirit and in truth so that I can die under spirit and truth and go to glory. Hallelujah. I'm preaching on the morning star, in case some of you forgot. I'm preaching on the morning star. I'm just about done, I think. Appreciate it, buddy. 2 Kings 10 and 11 said, Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab. Let me tell you there. Ahab got to go on a little while. That's 2 Kings. Ahab must have been a great man. He had 70 sons. It don't tell about his daughters. But he had 70 sons. You can find it in 2 Kings. Jehu killed every one of his sons. Can I tell you what happened to Jezebel? Jezebel was still serving Baal. And I believe it was 3 eunuchs. They might have helped her fall out the window. She fell out the window and she died. And they said, "Just leave her laying there a while. She's prophet of Baal. We're going to come on in here." After a little while, they said, "Well, she's the king's wife. Ahab's wife, we need to go back and get her up. And he said the dogs had come, and all they could find of Jezebel was her skull, a skeleton. And the dogs had eat her. Why? Because she was in sin. Greg, I'm telling the truth, ain't I, honey? It's right out of the Word of God. And it says an arrow came through the harness that Ahab had and went straight into him. Can you imagine? Everything was protected, but that little spot and that arrow came right in and killed Ahab. What happened to Jezebel? The dogs ate her bones. The Bible said it would. They licked up the blood off of the chariot where she fell out the window. We don't get by. This is nasty. I know this is nasty. But think where we're at today. Think what we're doing. 70 sons died. Think about David. His son died. And he prayed and he prayed. And after he's buried, he got up and God blessed him. God took care of him. But there's a loss. There's a loss. I thought about the drug craze parties, and I saw it, and it was on TV. But it's been a year or so ago, and it was a group of gay men. And they'd go into a building and turn all the lights off. And they'd done drugs. And they were in this dark place. They didn't know what man they were with, but they laid with every man that they could. And took drugs. This was on TV. Is it not happening today? When Bill Sperling was raising Logap, the gay didn't come down the street with his boyfriend walking on his tiptoes. Hello? We give place to Baal.
Amen.
The Bible said that marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. That's what the Word of God said. But we let it go by. I see people that want to serve God. Just like Larry Johnson wanted to be saved. I done the same thing. Let me have one beer. I see people that have been saved, want to walk with God, but let me do this one thing. You'll sell out wholehearted or you won't sell out. You'll give it all to God and fight the battle you've got to fight, or you won't be right with God. I got to battle every day. Talking to Dylan there. I got to battle every day. I got to die every day. Paul did. I got to die every hour. There's something to torment and to tear you down. So many of us don't understand today why there's voices in our heads. I don't understand sometimes with my boy. But I'm going to tell you, it's when you turn away from God and go serve Baal. It's when we let that come into our church. Who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? Who's going to serve God? No matter what Baal says. Little girl and little boy, who's on the Lord's side? Are you going to tell them when they come to you, I'm a Christian, I ain't serving Baal. I'm not following after. I'm not following after. An awesome God. God Almighty. Church, I'm going to get into the good part and I'll be done. It's been a good part. How would you like to lose 70 sons? I don't have 70, but how would you like to lose? How would I like to lose our church of 120? We're losing one here and yonder everywhere. Whether you like it or not, you're my children. I wouldn't be a pastor of God if I didn't care about you. I couldn't preach the gospel that I preach if I didn't love you to the bottom of my heart. If I didn't forgive you, I can't be forgiven.
Amen.
I've got to love.
Amen.
My flesh didn't get saved. It's hateful. ugly. You know, that's what people say in Jesus, why he's ugly. They just see his flesh. That's the best thing ever passed through Israel. I'm glad he come on to Logap. Praise the Lord. I'm going back to Revelation 2. Maybe spent too long on Jezebel. But seduced my servants. Ladies, have you ever been seduced by a man? Hello, you don't have to answer me. Man, have you ever been seduced by a woman? You don't have to answer me either, fellas. But we have. But we have. God said I gave her space to repent, and she wouldn't. 22nd verse of the 2nd chapter of Revelation. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. So the Bible said when the doctrine of Baal and Jezebel comes through this place, amen, and glory to God, and if we follow after that, we commit adultery and great tribulation, except we repent. So neighbors, it's time to repent. And I will kill her children with death, and all the children shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins. Listen to that. The reins in a horse's mouth is what turns it which way to go. And he said he would search the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. You can't tell me that you're right with God, stand and use God's name in vain. And you can call me a judge if you want to. You can't do your brother or sister wrong knowingly and be right with God. I don't care who you are. But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have, listen to this, I want you to listen to the rest of this chapter. And to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. See, the Lord said, if you serve God and you don't know all these things, he said, I won't put on you no other burden. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. So what he's telling me, we've all got a burden. But he said, hold fast. We've heard Baptists say you don't even have to hold on. The Bible tells me to hold fast. Yeah. Hang on. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give. I believe I'll just give up now. I ain't ended yet. I ain't got to the end. And he that overcometh and keepeth the works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. In the 28th verse, God told the angel this, to tell to that church, and he said, I will give him the morning star. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Turn into Revelations 22. Revelations 22 and 16, and he said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bright and morning star. In Revelation 2, he said, I will send you, I'll take care of you, and I will give him the morning star. That's Jesus Christ has been sent to us. Jesus went away and he left the Holy Ghost, power of God in us to know the difference between good and evil. We jump down to 2 Peter 1 and 19.
Bless him, Lord.
2 Peter 1 and 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. You do good if you listen to it. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Where does the day star arise? In our heart. The day star is the morning star. Man, I got to thinking on that. And Friday night, I believe it was, sitting here in the church parking lot, and we seen a star, and I thought, was that an airplane? It's awful bright. I mentioned it to Jamie, and as we went on over the road, and there was that bright star. But it was at night. But it's hard to see a star in the daytime. But he said, I'll be your morning star. I'll be your day star. The day star that rises. Amen. We can see the day star. We can see the Lord Jesus Christ. In the brightest day that we have, we can still see Jesus. And he's brighter maybe in the darkness, but I'm glad he don't go out into daylight. Amen. I'm going to read one more and I'm going to quit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 13. I'm preaching on the morning star, Jesus Christ. If you ain't saved today, get saved. If you've been saved and walked away, you don't have to tell me or nobody else nothing. Come and repent. Give it back to God and walk for God. It's an awful thing to die and go to a devil's hell. I've often wondered what, maybe for one, is Jezebel. I wonder what she thought as she lay there on the ground. Maybe she was still alive, and this is my thought. Maybe she was still alive and the dogs began to eat her bones away. I began to wonder what she thought. Oh, I've messed up. I followed Baal. I went into these places and talked to people of God about Baal, how to worship Baal and follow after false gods. And how had 400 prophets of the groves back where we gathered together and had our orgies and had our big times. And then she laid on the ground and the dogs eating her up. You know what's eating us up today? The dogs of this world. The dogs of this world. The Baal followers, the Baal worshipers. You say, I don't worship Baal. I'm going to tell you, we've given place to Baal. And that's what God said he had against the church of Thyatira. Is they allowed her to come in and seduce the people. What kind of pastor would I be if a dog come in here with rabies and I let it bite every one of you and didn't try to do nothing to stop it? One of the churches said, I know where Satan's seat is. The angel told him, said, I know where Satan's seat is. What kind of pastor would I be if I let Satan tear you down and I never said nothing? If I let the Baal worshipers take your wife and I never said a word? I'd be a hireling. I want you to know something, I ain't a hireling. I'm not looking to be lifted up by anybody but the Lord Jesus Christ. I know who lifted me up from a commode that night, Shannon. Over 53 years ago, I know who set my feet on a solid rock. I know who in a few months give me a shout. A few months give me the assurance of salvation. In a few months, he showed me he could heal my little boy. In a few months, he showed me how big he was. Right on down the line up till today, God showed me last week he is God and besides him there's none other. King of kings and Lord of lords. Ahab ain't got a chance against him. Jezebel and her Baal worshipers ain't got a chance against him. They didn't have a chance against Elijah. But can I tell you, the man of God got scared because Jezebel said, same thing that's happened to these people, said it's going to happen to you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. And he went into the wilderness for a while. He laid down under a juniper tree. Jonah did too, didn't he? And he woke up, and there was a, I may not get this right, there was a cake of bread and a cruse of water. God cooked his supper. Out in the wilderness. And then he come and he fed him some more, said, because you're not strong enough for this journey, let me give you some more. And he got up and went back, fought the battle. I believe from the depths of my heart, Elijah will come back and stand in the streets of Jerusalem. He'll be one of the two that stands 3.5 years and preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when they come to try to knock him down, fire will come out of his mouth, shut him up from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read this and I'll hush. I've had a ball today. I hope you have. But 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe, let me read that again. I like it. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or dead, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. How many believe? We'll just use Darrell if y'all don't care. I know y'all don't care. But old Darrell's just going to come right back prettier, better than he ever was, a white robe. Amen. And he's going to come up. How can I sorrow over a man that had bad health? Things was getting tough for him. His feet aches and pains every minute. Even seeing so then, also with sleeping Jesus, will God bring with him. And there steps out old Darrell. In his new white robe. I ain't never seen him in that new white robe. That's going to be pretty. How about it, Jeff? That new white robe, that's going to be pretty. It's going to be tailored just for him. Yeah. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that you which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. You mean the Lord going to shout? Oh, my Lord, we don't need to do no shouting down here. He said the Lord's going to come back with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I'm telling you, that's going to be a noise, honey. The trump of God, the voice of an archangel, the shout of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, glory to God, honey. I'm telling you, he's coming back. He's coming back for those that endure to the end. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the Bible said in the 18th verse, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another with these words. I didn't have that message wrote down. I had scripture to keep from reading it all. But I'm going to tell you, honey, he is the morning star. He is the God Almighty. Amen. And if you get saved and make it out to glory, you're going to serve the God Almighty. We cannot play in the sin we're in. We can be church members of every church between here and Galax, Virginia. But if our name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we can't go to heaven. And the Bible plainly says that it can be erased out. It can be removed. Amen. The name can be removed from the Book of Life. If you will, stand to your feet. I hope this has been a blessing. I'm glad that I got out from under Baal. I was a great Baal worshiper and didn't realize it. Amen. I've been seduced by more than Jezebel. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that I woke up. I'm glad I woke up. I'm glad I realized. I'm glad the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. I'm glad that it showed me a new body, a new life, a new place. As God speaks to our hearts, I just need to thank him today. The altar's open. I just need to thank him. 81.